open.
A weekend away. Just what the doctor ordered. All alone with him for a whole weekend. She pushes him against the door and runs her hands all over his clothed chest, grinning. He wants to explore the cabin and her body. He spins around to her, grabs her by the waist, kissing her lips. She slides her fingers down his shirt buttons. He teasingly grabs her behind and squeezes. She yelps flirtatiously in response. He grabs her hand and leads her to the bedroom, discarding their bags by the front door. The two bodies collide against the door inside the bedroom. She rubs her hands all over his chest, ripping his buttons open. She pauses only to slide her skirt off. He suddenly stops moving. He holds her still and stares into her eyes. He tiptoes over to her and grabs her waist, leaning over her shoulder to see what she holds. It's a small hardcover book titled The Tantra Guide. He shrugs, unsure but intrigued. She tenderly opens the book to the first page. Tantra is the way of making ordinary lovers soulmates, is on the first page of the book. She really wants to try it out. From his expression, he seems to agree. This is gonna be fun. She blushes and he places his hand on her leg, slowly snaking it upwards. She shivers at his touch. Make love on a chakra, says the book. She turns the book to face him. He scans the page. His eyes land on heart chakra. She blushes again before nodding. She reads through the page again. He pushes the book out of the way playfully and runs his fingers further up her leg. He leans in and breathes softly against her neck. She moans in response, her back arching. She pushes him away, giggling, and grabs the book again, eager to learn more. There are several steps they need to follow in order to create the perfect environment. Together, they tidy up the bedroom. She wanders off and returns with candles and incense. She sets them up around the bed and lights them. She can already feel the buzz of energy between the two of them, feeling ethereal and dazed. He leans over and presses play on his phone, playing a soft but romantic song with Sitter. Before they begin, she picks up the book again. She flips through it, studying it as much as possible. Tantra is about connecting with your lover, becoming one, one being one soul. They need to see each other as the divine, while asking the divine to be with them during their lovemaking. She bites her lip, enjoying the context of the book. She shows several pages to her husband, explaining the things they need to think about and connect with while they make love. Without wasting any more time, the two lovers undress, draping their clothing on the floor. They sit on the bed on their knees, facing each other. They put their hands against each other. They stare into each other's eyes. They can almost feel the energy flooding between them. Their breathing grows heavier, and they breathe in sync as one entity. As they both close their eyes, letting go of all of life's worries and stresses, he breathes a sigh of relief, and she matches it. They sit there and meditate, continuing to connect with each other's souls. They pick up a rhythm with their breaths. They inch closer together until their noses touch, She breathes into his mouth and him into hers. Their eyes remain locked, their fingers still intertwined. They get closer and closer until their lips touch. She leans in forward and kisses him deeply, only now closing her eyes. He kisses back, hard and romantically. He moans into her mouth. She feels connected to her husband more than she ever has before. Her mind drifts as she thinks about all of their happy moments together, their love, their passion. She kisses him tenderly, overwhelmed with her intense love for him. He can't help but feel more and more in love with his wife. He feels as though this is the first time seeing her, and he's head over heels in love. He hasn't felt this way in a while. It must be the tantric energy. He feels connected to her in more ways than human words can describe. He cups her face, and they deepen the kiss. They move even closer and embrace each other, feeling skin on skin, the warmth of each other, the energy flooding between the two. They both gasp softly as they feel their souls connecting, their bodies becoming one with each other, and the divine still embracing. They fall into the bed onto their sides. They lay there on the bed for a few moments, just staring into each other's eyes. What began as a frisky, kinky getaway is turning into something so much more. Connection and love. She can't believe she's in this moment with him, this close to him, physically, emotionally, spiritually. He touches her soft skin, caressing every part of her body. He's never felt this closeness to her before, and he's fascinated. Maybe all that spiritual stuff really does work. Really does connect two lovers on a level they couldn't have done before. He leads his fingers down to her hip bones, gently caressing her. He reaches around and rests his head on her ass, squeezing it slightly. He continues along and dips his finger between her cheeks, relishing in the warmth. She moans into his mouth. She copies his moves and goes to caress his hip bones before dipping to his lower stomach and to his pew. She plays around with them before reaching for his cock. He pulls her leg up to rest over his body, and he explores her crack even more, finding the wet entrance of her pussy. She grips his cock gently, slowly rubbing it up and down, focusing on the head. She uses the pre-cum to massage the head of his cock. He shivers out a moan and bucks into her hand. She rubs up and down, slowly and gently, drawing out each pleasure wave. He mimics her, only massaging outside and around the entrance, not dipping inside. She shivers back at the slight stimulation, feeling ethereal and connected with the divine. They continue the soft touching for a while, until he decides he wants to put it inside her. She lays on her back. He hovers over her and guides his cock inside of her. They both gasp at the feeling. He stays still, just staring into her eyes. She kisses him deeply and stares back, tears forming in her eyes with the intense amount of love she feels for her husband. He wipes a tear away, leaning forward to kiss her deeply again. They stay still in this static space for a while, just experiencing each other, how the other feels against their bodies. He doesn't move inside of her, wanting just to be with her, to be connected. They both focus on the heart chakra. She holds the ball of energy in her chest, feeling him inside of her, on top of her, and inside her soul. He begins to move, slowly and romantically. He focuses on his own ball of energy. She uses the ball of energy, focusing on the feeling of all of him around her, and pushes the energy up to through her throat, her face, her head, until it reaches her crown chakra above her head. She moans as she feels the pleasure of the divine flow through her. He follows her lead, and inches his heart chakra energy ball up through his body and above his head. He closes his eyes at the intense feeling of the divine. His body shakes as he feels the presence of the divine flow through his body. The two of them lay in ecstasy together, feeding off of each other's energies. They connect with each other and the divine.